Part of that is addressed on the last page of the, if you go down to where it says support Dr. Herb Schroeder and the NSEP to move forward with the idea of building and operating a 400-bed accelerated high school. That word bed in there tells me right there it's a residential school.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
We can really add residential between bed and accelerated. Would that work? Mm-hmm. Just add that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we should say up in that whereas. Say ANSEP style residential accelerated high school.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Just one last thing. This fall, he is starting a high school in Mat-Su Borough. And they've given him evidently a building that was available, and he's going to start this. It's not a residential bed school. It's just a high school where kids in that area could drive to it. But the concept and what he would be doing there would be exactly what he's doing there, other than housing. And so I think we'll learn a lot from them as they go through this. During this school year, just to see if that is, as a high school model, if that is in fact working for them or not, or what's different. And so I think that's a good thing for us, that someone is kind of going before us, and there's a lot of hurdles they're going to have to jump through. But if it works there, and they've jumped through a lot of the Department of Education, other than the housing funding portion of it, and it's going to be a program within their school, just like it would be here. So I think they're kind of breaking the ground for us in a lot of ways, which will be a good thing. And they'll encounter a lot of these same things that we will deal with. But if they've already resolved them and figure out a way to work them, and so it might be a good thing just to, as we move along, to see how that's going, because it will be a good model for us to probably follow.
One thing about this, it mentioned that there, it's Palmer School District that's where it's going to be, where it's opening up this fall. And of course, that being in Palmer, it kind of restricts it to people there in Mat-Su Valley or Anchorage who could commute to that school. It's not a residential school. And this is somewhat of a different concept, no matter how you look at it, even though it's the same curriculum, it's a different concept. And that's going to create its own issues there. But like mentioned, there's somebody going before. It's going to be a kind of a, some of the bugs are going to be worked out before this ever gets built, a long time. And the main reason he's wanting that is to open it up statewide instead of just to the Anchorage area.
Another point I think the community needs to be aware of, and I noticed it in some of our information about the mill site and potential moving forward. The consultants there cautioned us to have realistic expectations of timeline. And I think with this as well, this ANSEP school, you know, Herb said best case scenario, 5 years, and you know, 5 to 7 years might be more likely, but best case scenario, he said 5 years. So really, that's the kind of timeline we're talking about, from now to just opening the school. So, and that's getting busy. So it's a long haul. There's a lot of work to be done. He'll probably be leaning on us to help support him along the way. But I think the good thing is he's got a lot of background that he can sort of mobilize in support of this too.
One thing about this is too, is we're looking to develop that area. And this would kind of be a
totally. An anchor tenant.
An anchor exactly. Facility.
It's the Macy's of the mall.
Yeah, I mean, because there's going to have to be housing and stuff for whatever, you know, the faculty or whatever. And
And part of the utilities that we're going to have to do has to be extended for them, because there's evidently, I didn't realize this, but there's a pressurized line and a non, I didn't understand that whole thing, but Trevor was explaining that. And so the residential area, there's, you can't just run from the highway, you got to run from a place down the road, but in front of where the school, old school was. And so part of that, and that expense for water and sewer to run that kind of stuff, even 100 feet is spendy. And so part of that will help that development cost. So it'll help us on other things that we want to do there.
Right.
One other thing is, you know, we've looked at, ever since we've owned that land, I don't know, 18 years ago or whenever we got it, we've looked at all kind of ideas. We've sent out prospectus for people to come up with ideas, and really, there hasn't been any really. We haven't had people coming in here and say, man, we'll Microsoft and we want to build a think tank here or something, you know. So, you know, of all the things we looked at, obviously, you know, you don't want to just jump off the bridge because someone has an idea. You've got to be cautious. And but on the other hand, I think it does have certainly a huge, I mean, if you had basically 500 new people in town for, well, 400, 9 months out of the year, they're going to be spending money in town, and then the people employed out there are going to have places to live, and they're going to, you know, have investments in town. I mean, you know, that's 20% of the population or more that you would add to. So it would be a huge.
I appreciate all that. That's, I think, good for me to hear, good for the community to hear. And I think we need to keep our eyes wide open for sure. But I think it sounds great, and I'm excited about it. The only thing I'm worried about is does it bump us into the next division for basketball if we have a full-time
kids pool? Cool.
We got to have some guarantees here that we're not playing Juno.
That's already been brought up.
The only thing I'm concerned about. Was it brought up? Good.
Well, I'd like
Colin's
to make
number a, one concern.
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion that we move to adopt the changes that Assemblymember Decker had mentioned.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the amendment? Poll vote on the amendment, please.
Assemblymembers Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Pasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Any further discussion on the base motion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Pasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 06-16-1345. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending personnel policy section 312, health insurance.
Move to adopt resolution number 06-16-1345 to amend the borough personnel policy section 312, health insurance.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
So in light of our budget meeting yesterday, I'm very supportive of this. I know, I'm sure some employees are not pleased, but there's hard realities that are, you know, coming down. And again, trends that are very negative for the last 10 years and look like it will continue, in the sense of our costs getting further and further away from how much money we have coming in. So this is just an attempt to start to rein in those costs a little bit. I don't think it's outrageous. I think it's in line with what other communities do, and fair to the employees.
Just one quick comment. I think what's important about this too is that it puts everybody, before that we had all these different tiers, and depending when you were hired, it puts everybody at the same level. It also, every single employee will pay a percentage of any insurance they have, and that investment in the total premium is important, because when we're discussing do we want this policy or this policy? If in the past, if you wanted a lesser policy, if someone wasn't paying anything for it, they weren't into it. The other thing it does is it allows them this 5% for the wellness program. They have an investment in that to sign up for the wellness program, and if enough people do, we get a reduction in the premium for the city, and they also get a portion of that. I think that's important not only for healthier employees, but also both of us have then an investment in making the premiums come down. So I think both those things are good for this resolution.
Any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the changes to the Wrangell Medical Center bylaws.
Move to approve the revised Wrangell Medical Center bylaws as amended.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13D, approval of amendment number 2 for R&M Engineering Ketchikan for the Kaziar Street project.
I move to approve the additional funding with R&M Engineering Ketchikan based on time and expense and amount not to exceed $6,807.13 to restore property corners and monuments at the Kaziar Street project area, which is scheduled to be paid from the City and Borough of Wrangell's grant funds and the Sales Tax Street Fund.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, discussion of the assessment report received from Wall Foster and Longy Incorporated for the Wrangell Waterfront Assessment and Feasibility Study findings.
We just got this last Thursday, and it's a pretty thick document. Okay.
Before we get into that, I'm going to call a recess for a few minutes here.
That. 7:41.
7:41. Too many meetings.
Sorry.
Yeah, too much work.
Too much sugar. I'm dying.
I was in a boat today that completely surprised the heck out of me. Svensson built these boats about 20 years ago for Dave Ellis. And Dave Ellis put it's an ugly boat, okay? It's the way to put it.
That poor
but
guy.
This boat is the quietest boat I have ever been in my entire life that has been running, ever. You could close the doors and talk like we're talking with an outboard jet. I see Dave, I'm just gonna say, I wanna shake his hand. I mean, engineering feat. He mounted this, built this boat, and then Dave built the boat, and he built his own cab, mounted it all on rubber, and just dropped it in the boat and bolted it down. And it's hardly any insulation in the boat. It's got two little doors, and you close this thing up, and it is, I had to come tell Mike, I'm going, you got to ride in this boat. I wouldn't believe it.
How many feet is the boat?
Huh?
How many feet?
It's probably 25 foot. It is the quietest jet boat I have. I'm not kidding you. You can talk just like this.
That's amazing.
And I was so surprised. He goes to tell it. He made two of them. He sold one to Mike Matney, the guy that owns down there at the trading center there. Or
Trading Post.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the one I was in today. We put a jet on it for him. I was just floored. I can't wait to talk to Dave about how he did it. You know, I told him Scott was with us. I want one of these built for my little skiff. Like your boat, you could just build a little thing and put it around the windshield and drop it down on rubber. It would be, unbelievable assignment. I was surprised. I just couldn't believe it. Floored me.
I got to figure out how to pay for the outboard you just gave me first. So, no, I'm just kidding.
No, you don't worry about paying for it. It's
what are you talking about? I thought the city was paying for that.
What are you telling everybody?
Yeah, right.
I started filling your boat up with gas. He said, this goes on the city's tax.
Yeah, I told him. I said, oh, this jet bubble is throwing up
thanks.
The city.
Trust me, I've got enough people complaining about this and out of the city.
I like this report, how they show a direct flight to Seattle from Marengo. Right, direct flight.
From where?
From Wrangell to Seattle.
Where's that one?
That's on the MILF's report. Direct flight.
There's a direct flight. It just stops.
The one going north is direct as well.
They say if your flight number doesn't change, it's direct.
I like that.
And then it's just how many stops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Reconvene this meeting at 7:45. We continue on with discussion of the assessment report on the Wrangell Waterfront Assessment and Feasibility Study findings. Go ahead, Rick.
We just got this on Thursday. It's a pretty thick document. I think everybody needs some more time to digest this. Carol's been gone. She was instrumental in working with them and doing the original RFP and on and on and on. I'd like to get her back, and then I think we're going to have a special meeting anyway, you know, the second week of July or something. There's some other things that, the letter we're talking about for the Forest Service. And so I think we can put this on again. But certainly as people go through this, look it over, we'll try to digest it and bring it back to the assembly with some recommendations on how to move forward. But anyway, unless someone else has questions or would like them to participate in the meeting, for questions or something, we can always arrange them. I think they've already come up here their number of times that they were in their grant thing, but we can always get them up here again. Anyway.
Comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, so on that issue about that they've come up here already, I missed both those times. But Carol did record the last time, and then Kim put it in our Dropbox, the recording, so you can actually listen to it through your iPad, if that's helpful to people.
Anything else? Okay, item 14, attorney's file, there is none. Item 15 is executive session. There are two items on the agenda for the executive session. 15A is borough clerk's evaluation, and item 15B, the information and options for the city and borough of Wrangell from Maul Foster and Longy Incorporated for the Wrangell Waterfront Assessment and Feasibility Study.
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of this public entity, specifically discuss possible action on the Millside property for the city and borough of Wrangell. I don't see anything in
up
this
above.
Motion.
Oh, it's above.
And I move pursuant to 44.62.320C2 to recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough clerk's evaluation. And executive session, the information offered to the city of Borough Wrangell, Marl Foster, and Alongi Inc. for the Wrangell Waterfront Assessment Feasible Study. I gave that a little bit of a wraparound, but it
second.
We have to
do two different.
We'll
separate.
Do two separate.
Have to do two separate. Yes.
So I can just cut the last part of that.
Do we have a second on that?
Yeah.
Julie did.
Okay, we got it. So.
But we have to do two separate.
We have to do
sessions?
Two separate bullets.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Any discussion on the borough clerk's evaluation? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Is there any discussion on the waterfront development study?
Well, that one we'll do after we come back.
Do we have to go back?
You have to come back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way we have to do? We have to, we can't discuss it both at the same?
That's how we've done it. That's how we did it last time. Okay. Yeah. When there's.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to make a separate motion for the other one, but I mean, that doesn't make sense. No, we should come back.
She's lost. Listen to her.
Well, will we say?
My husband, that motion right there.
Hold on just a minute. We've got to do this properly.
Oh,
recess into executive session at 7:49. Reconvene this meeting at 8:17. Entertain a motion?
Yes, I'm very happy to move to approve the step increase for the borough clerk from 27-7 to 27-8 based on her performance.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 15B, information and option for the City and Borough of Wrangell from Moll Foster and Longy Incorporated for the Wrangell Waterfront Assessment and Feasibility Study.
I move pursuant to AS44.62.310C1 that we recess into executive session, discuss matters to the imminent knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of this public entity, specifically to discuss the possible option of the mill site property for the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
One motion, second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We'll recess into executive session at 8:18.
Jeff? Yes. We want Jeff there, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. At 8:18.